Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
By banning face masks, the owner vows to toss anybody out of the bar that has them on. And we're joined now by Tampa employment attorney Kevin Zwet. Let me try to get this right. Zwetsk? Did I pronounce that right?
Kevin Zwetsch.
Zwetsch?
That was pretty good, Jack. Yes, it's Kevin Zwetsch with the Cantrell Zwetsch Firm. Good morning.
Good morning. Can a business do that, ban customers from wearing masks?
Well, you know, it used to be you couldn't, if you went to a bank with a mask on, they wouldn't let you in. Now they won't let you in without one. So it's a little bit of a different world, but certainly a business can open up and not require people to wear masks. It's, you know, there's no requirement or any criminal requirement for someone to wear a mask. You're not violating a criminal law if you don't have one on. There are some ordinances and some local ordinances that have been passed that potentially could hold up to challenge, you know, requiring patrons to wear a mask, but that's much more difficult for those ordinances to require the businesses to enforce them. So it's kind of a wide open world. If they seem to be doing that particular business, seem to be successful with that strategy, and you know, other businesses are following different approaches, I guess, with respect to masks.
Yeah, but now they're banning people from wearing masks, which would seem to me, I don't know, that's not a Second Amendment right or anything like that, but our First Amendment right, but I'm just wondering, what would somebody do about that? Could they turn around and sue the bar or whatever the case may be?
Well, it's possible. It's still hard to prove if you sue for catching the COVID at a particular location, you still have to prove that you caught it there. So, you know, that can be hard to do, but it's sort of akin to like a no shirt, no shoes, no service policy. Although it's kind of the reverse of that, you know, so some businesses will serve people that don't have a shirt or don't have shoes, or some won't. So I think it's certainly an interesting business approach, but there is no way to require your customers to wear it. And even where it's mandated, it's hard to enforce that if you're the business.
Yeah.
There's really no enforcement mechanism for enforcing the law.
And I agree with you. It's almost impossible to prove that you were to get, if your customer were to get COVID from that place or wherever it is, that's in fact where they got it from. But I'd have to think that different little things away from lawsuits, that businesses, if there's a local ordinance, much like we've seen here in Hillsborough County, we've seen in Pinellas County, that they could be shut down as a business for not following the local ordinances, the mandates.
Well, if it got that far, that could happen, and if the government, but that's where it becomes a little trickier, because now the government's going after the business for not enforcing, you know, the government mandate, and this is kind of the opposite of that here. But and there'll be a lot of patrons that won't want to go to a business that doesn't have, you know, mask requirements, or at least allow people to wear masks that want to wear masks.
Real quickly, we've seen liquor license taken away here from bars. So could the bar could they have a legal battle themselves to try to get that liquor licensing back based on what you're saying here?
Well, I think liquor licensing is separate and apart from all that. So this, you know, this has more to do with, and I don't know if there's any requirement that you have those masks that are tied to liquor licenses right now, but if there were, then that could be an issue. But that'd be a separate requirement. This has more to do with, the safety issues. And even the mask ordinances allow people to not wear a mask for safety reasons or for medical reasons. And a business can't really inquire as to the medical reason why someone's not wearing a mask. They're not allowed to ask that kind of intrusive question of their customers. So there's a lot of risk out here in terms of masks and not wearing masks.
but and what ordinance to follow, which one not to follow. So it's still a tricky world out there.
Well, Kevin, what's your website?
Our website, thank you, Jack, is it's Cantrell Zwetch. And my name is pronounced as a tough name, but it's spelled Z-W-E-T-S-C-H. And Will Cantrell is C-A-N-T-R-E-L-L, CantrellZwetch.com. We're employment and business lawyers, and we're happy to have a chance to contribute to the show this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And Natalie will have that address on our webpage at WFLANews.com/AMTB. And thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Thank you again for having us at WFLA. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. 7:17, let's go to our...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.